Hi, I'm Jeff Corwin with a few of my buddies. So here's a question for you. Just how many pets are there living in the USA? If we just look at cats and dogs, you got any idea? Well, get this, 75 million dogs and 90 million cats call the US of A home. So there's no question about it, we just love our pets. One reason is that they bring us more than just relaxation, because research actually shows that having a pet in your life can actually make you healthier. So over the next hour, we'll be exploring the power of pets, how they can keep you healthy and even help you heal. Looks like someone's having a lazy day. This happy hound is Lucy, and this is Collie over here. You know, more than one in three American households has a cat, a dog, or in some cases, both. Why so many of us? Maybe it's the happiness you get when your good old dog greets you at the door, or that relaxing feeling you get when you're just hanging out or cuddling up with your cat. But pets do much more than just make us feel better. You see, studies actually show the health benefits of having a pet can be, in some cases, life-altering. In fact, in a world as stressful as ours, just petting a pooch or snuggling up with a cat could be exactly what the cardiologist ordered.
Betty Chow is stressed. She works for a high-profile financial institution in New York City. Her job is to anticipate and simulate disasters around the world so that her company is ready when disaster strikes.
In my line of work, I have to plan for the worst case scenario. That means that it could be anything from a flood in the building to terrorism.
I saw that video, the mass evacuation for the city of Chicago. Betty Chow. Betty Chow. Betty Chow.
The stress level can be very, very high because you've got people coming at you from all angles.
You just write the first, the 50.
I sometimes feel like I'm in this giant snowball and I just keep rolling and rolling downhill and it gets bigger and bigger and I just can't get my arms around my work. But it gets done. It gets done.
We don't know exactly why, but there seems to be a link between stress and heart disease. Whether it's directly related or more an effect of stress-related behaviors, reducing stress is probably good for the heart. And it could be even more important for someone like Betty. She's got a lot of heart disease in her family.
My father passed away from a heart attack, and my mom had high blood pressure and kidney failure, and she had diabetes. And my older sister, back in October, had a heart attack.
So, to protect herself and stay healthy, Betty walks to and from work every day. She works out, she eats right, and she has something that does her heart good waiting for her at home.
Hi, babies! Mommy's home!
Oh, such a good boy. I know. Come here, come here. Hi, babies! Hi! How's my baby?
My attitude about things go from being a curmudgeon to being a very happy, optimistic person. I feel my entire body de-stress, and nothing that went wrong during that day was that bad. All the worries of the day for me just melt away because I have them.
Hi, Bobo. Oh, Bobo, yeah.
Beauregard's been with her for 4 years now, and a year ago, she met a rescue dog with two broken legs.
He was trembling, he was 3 pounds, and he was really frightened. And Chance has been the most wonderful thing to happen to me. But when I rescued Chance, I think I rescued myself. I rescued my own life.
Betty notices a difference between how she feels at work and at home.
Well, at work, I'm always tense. My heart is racing. I never know what's going to happen. When I come home, that's a whole different story. When I come home, my heart is not racing. I feel my pulse dropping. I just mellow out. I really do. I walk in and my whole body goes, oh, it's just nice. It's like always being in a bubble bath.
Betty's Yorkies certainly warm her heart, but the question is, do they actually help her heart health?
You play that toy?
Erica Friedman is a professor at the University of Maryland School of Nursing. She's conducted several studies on pets and human health, the first with people who survived heart attacks.
And what we found out from that study was that people who owned pets were more likely to be alive 1 year later than the people who didn't own pets.
Of course, we'll need more research to know if pets cause people to live longer. But Erica's research does suggest that there is a link between a person's blood pressure and being with a pet.
Looking at survival of heart disease patients.
I met with Erica at a New York City animal hospital to check out her theory.
You ready? Okay. I'm gonna put it on.
Just slip it on like that, just like you would any old blood pressure cuff.
Yeah, just a normal blood pressure cuff, only it can go over your shirt because it's just measuring pressure waves. Okay, so we're going to start this. And yeah, that's good.
This is interesting. So my systolic pressure is 126 and diastolic is 62. What's going to be interesting is to see what the impact is with the presence of an animal. In this case, you have a cat, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Cat's going to come and visit us.
Okay. Cue the cat. Hi there, sweetheart. Already I'm... Shh. Hi, sweetheart. How are you? There you go. So is there any specific thing you do? You just stroke the cat?
Or even just have the cat in the room with you. You don't even need to have it touching it.
Wow, that's interesting. A significant change in the readings. If you look at the systolic, it's gone from 126 to 121. And the diastolic has gone from, I think it was 62 to 60. And my heart rate has gone from 66 to 57. Erica, this is very fascinating. I mean, look at that. Almost instantaneously, we get this readout that shows a positive impact with just a few minutes of hanging out with this cat.
Now, this wasn't exactly a scientific experiment, but some researchers who have studied how blood pressure responds to stress have found that in stressful situations, having a pet around can keep your blood pressure down.
What happens is you want to lower your entire stress response so that the presence of a pet can lower your blood pressure, but that's just a reflection of the other physiological changes that are happening within your body.
The number one thing that's on my mind as I'm going home is that I have two little beautiful Yorkshire Terriers waiting for me, little Beauregard and Chance. I just feel my spirits lifting. I think that in the end, you can have a really strong heart, but if you're not happy and stress-free, it's going to take its toll on you somehow.
Good boy.
Of course, Betty knows her dogs won't erase the stress in her life, but they sure do help.
In my own little world, everything's right. Long walks with them are the best way to de-stress. It just gives me that extra bit of insurance that my heart will stay healthy longer.
Hi. I'm so glad I bumped into you.
I think that instead of taking two aspirins and calling your doctor in the morning, you should take two Yorkshire Terriers and call your doctor in the morning.
Want mommy carry you?